Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. I just want you guys to know that we've had a little difficulty, but it's okay. I want you to know that we are going to take a quick break real quick, and we're going to come back, and hopefully we'll be joined by none other than Mayor Reed, Walker Reed from Gastonia, North Carolina. I want you guys to really, really pay attention to what he has to say, to pay attention to what's going on in our community, and definitely to pay attention about these next upcoming elections. So I want you guys to really, really, really pay attention to what's going on. Number to call is 646-668-8743. That number again is 668-8743. 646, that is 668-8743. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jeff.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. Guys, I have no idea how much bad luck one person can have in one day on one show, but it seems like we're getting it all today, man. So I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to bring on my guest because I want you guys to hear his vision for the Gastonia area. So let's see if we got some sort of connection with him. And I'm going to bring on none other than Mayor of Gastonia, Walker Reed. Welcome to the show, brother. Are you all with me? Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties, guys. Let's see if we can get this figured out. Give me a second. We're going to have to go to another commercial, man, and I'll see if I can, if we can go back. And okay, so they let me know that audio's up. Okay, so let's try this again. Without further ado, we are going to bring on none other than Mayor Walker Reed of Gastonia, North Carolina. Welcome to the show. Reed, are you on with us? Okay, we don't have him on yet. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit about what's been going on. I have a lot of clips that I want you guys to hear. There's one clip definitely I want you to hear about what's going on with all the violence that we have been seeing in the last couple of days. Now, my heart goes out to the victims of El Paso and in Ohio. And I don't have a remedy for this. I have no idea what it's going to take for us to stop what we have been experiencing in the last few weeks, years. It's a lot of things that's going on. And it starts with everything that goes on in our community, as I've told you guys before. And we're gonna switch gears real quick. We're gonna try to bring Mary on one more time because they're saying that it's back up and running. So without further ado, again, let me welcome to the show Mayor of Gastonia, Walker Reed.
Jay,
brother, how are you doing? Somebody trying to keep me from talking to you today.
I know, right?
Thank you for being patient with us. And
No problem.
And I wanted to bring you on today, and I'm going to bring you back, too. I want to give you the whole show. Thank you for everything you have done for the city of Gastonia thus far. We know that there's more to come. I wanted to say that first and foremost, because I don't know if you hear it enough, and you need to. That's what's going to keep it going, and that's what's going to keep our interest in the community on a high alert, that we can get or keep the best people in place to make things happen in our community, which is you. So tell us a little bit about what your plans are for 2020 when you get reelected, because we know that's what's happening. And let's talk about it.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on the show. I'm very excited about the 20 months that I've been in office. I followed a predecessor that served for six years. And I have been unofficially but officially the mayor since the day after the election with no transition, and came into office and had to make it, you know, this fin for myself, basically. The goals and objectives that I had for the city was diversity and inclusion and involved in our youth and our young adults and economic development, more jobs, more businesses. And I've been steady at that since I've been in office. And I'm glad to say that a lot of great things are happening in Gastonia. We just last night we looked at 100 apartments being built downtown, which could bring in approximately 100 to 200 people living downtown and being downtown after 5 o'clock. That's been one of the missing pieces of the puzzle for businesses to stay stable downtown and remain open after lunchtime and things of that nature. We have a Fuse project, Franklin Urban Sports Entertainment venue, which is not only a baseball field, but it's a multi-use facility for football, soccer, lacrosse, concerts, as well as baseball. And a lot of things mm-hmm. have with Lowry Mill, with the second edition of Lowry Mill being added on. And city just invested $65 million in a new water treatment plant right downtown. And it's a lot of things happening. The mall redevelopment plan has been put out there, and that's what I heard mostly about when I got elected. What are y'all going to do about the mall? And people need to understand the city of Gastonia don't own the mall. The mall is owned by a private management team, but we offer to help in whatever ways we can to help enhance our mall. And there are plans on the table to do that. And developers are talking with the ownership at the mall. Hopefully some great things are going to come out of that. I'm very excited about the I-85 widening project. They're going to widen I-85 to 4 lanes, north and southbound from Belmont to 321 exit. That's going to be great with the congestion that we have on I-85. It's going to be some growing pains, of course. And I'm very excited to be a member of the Metropolitan Transportation Committee that helped get light rail into Gaston County.
Yes.
Into Belmont and further on in to Gastonia and beyond. So, like I said, it's a lot of great things happening in Gastonia right now. I just want to be around the next 4 years to see the things that I've worked so hard for come to fruition.
And you should be. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people who listen to this show knows that, man, I am very excited about the light rail. You know, that's been talked about for a very long time. Yeah, then you come here and you start putting it into fruition. So I am very excited about that. And I don't understand how anybody that is living in Gastonia can't be excited, or the Gaston County area for that fact, can't be excited about that. Now, I know I have done a lot of talking on this show. I don't really know now the playing field that you're dealing with when it comes to the election, but have you been contacted by any of the opposing sides that are running for your seat?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's good. But then maybe they know their place. And I'll say that. Mayor Reed didn't say that. I said that. So, I really like what you offer us here in Gastonia. And I think since you have been mayor, I think that there has been a lot of shine on Gastonia. And I know it's a lot of shine on Gastonia because we weren't getting it from the last mayor. And the mayor before that, we wouldn't get a lot of shine. But you have brought a lot of shine to Gastonia. I think it's funny, you know, I talk to people, all types of people on this show, and I was talking to an individual, and he told me, he asked me, he said, where are you from? And I said, well, I'm from Gastonia. He said, you the one that got that singing mare. I said, yeah, we got the singing mare.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and this guy was like, I think he was in Lexington, Kentucky, or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was really cool that he recognized that, and I think that's a great attribute that you bring as mayor, you know, being an entertainer, and I just like it. I like it.
Well,
now
I enjoy working with my guys. That's a distraction for me, to be honest with you. Being a mayor is a very stressful. That's your job, and sometimes it's very lonely at the top when you're trying to do things and you the only one there of color that's trying to make things happen. And so being with the my group image is a distraction for me, entertaining, something I enjoy doing, and glad to hear that he recognized me being a part of the group.
Yes, sir. Now, the Mayor's Youth Council, now, are you starting that up again? Did the ones that was with you earlier, did they, like, graduate out of the program, or?
Well, the Mayor's Youth Leadership Council started back in 2002, and Mayor Jenny Stolz and I was the mayor pro tem at the time. We started the Mayor's Youth Leadership Council, and we had it going until we both stepped down in 2011 from office. And then it was going, but the mayor at the time was not very involved with the youth council, and it hit some lulls there for like 6 years. So one of my campaign issues was to get back involved with the youth. If it's going to be the mayor's youth leadership council, the mayor has to play a role with the council. So I'm actively involved with the students from Howland Tech, from Ashbrook, Hunter Huss, and Forest View. I think Gaston Christian now has some members on there, and we had one student from South Point that lived in Gastonia, but we try to limit it to the Gastonia high schools. So I'm involved with that, as well as formed a young adults of Gastonia, which is the ages of 18 to 40. And what we try to do is teach our teenagers and our young adults about the functions of government, who's responsible for what. When it comes to government, you'll be surprised the calls that I get, the things that I get accused of that's totally out of my hand as the mayor of the city of Gastonia. When we have Gaston County government, we have Gaston County School Board. People generally call me for just about every type of incident that happens in the city. And like I said, a lot of it is not in my it's not my responsibility. It's not part of my responsibility as mayor. So I get accused of things that maybe other people think that I should be doing that I'm not doing, and things of that nature. But I know how to stay in my lane.
That's right. And that's the lack of education that I was saying on last week's show, that people need to really understand how the leadership works and how the roles of the government work, and just and stop with the assuming, because we all know the acronym for assuming, what that means, and I ain't about to let nobody make that out of me. So we definitely need to start paying attention to the positives, because there's a lot of positives that has been happening in Gastonia in the last
couple of years. And that was another one of my goals, because coming in, you know, Gastonia had a bad image, and what I did was got with my staff with the city and my managers and department heads and said, look, we're doing a lot of good things in the city, and we need to start focusing on the good instead of the bad. And I think that's what we've done since I've been the mayor, and you're getting to see a lot of good things that's happening in Gastonia. The crime rate is lower now than it's been in years, unfortunately, but we've only had one homicide this fiscal year, this year since January, and compared to our neighboring county, that's up in the high 60s, almost 70. I think that looks good for Gastonia, but I hate for that to happen. But the crime statistics are looking good. The energy in Gastonia is very high right now. A lot of people are very optimistic about the direction the gasoline is going in, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Well, you know what? I tell you what. We need to really be able to sit down, and I want to bring you on the show, and I want you to have the whole hour, because I think that people really need to get to know who Walker Reed is, because, man, I'm telling you, I don't know how you do it. I mean, I was telling, you know, some of your people that come on the show last week, I was telling them, I said, I don't know how he does it. I'm up early every morning, and I already see a message from Walker Reed early at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, all the way up to 11:30 at night. I don't know how you do it, man, where you get all this strength from.
Well, man, it's a calling on my life to be where I am, and the Lord is really blessing me to do what I'm doing. I'm under his conviction, I feel good that I was the one that was chosen. He's blessing the effort that I'm putting forth. He's giving me the strength and energy that I need to do what I need to do, and I'm most thankful for him, to him for that. So I'm just going to continue to be obedient to God and feed on what he's given me and share what he's given me to make our city be the best that it can be.
Right. Well, let me ask you something, Mayor Reed. Let me ask you something. How do you see the climate of race relations has changed since you come into office?
Overall, I think it's good. I mean, to elect an African American or black mayor in 2017, I think everybody said. Matter of fact, I heard a lot of people say there's no way he's going to beat this white man that's wealthy and got a good name and this, that, and the other. But my faith was in God. And it happened. I think I was the best candidate on paper. I think I was the best candidate overall. And it showed in the victory to win an election by 62% of the vote. That was not only black people voting for a black mayor. So apparently there were other races and cultures that believed in what I said I was going to do. And thankfully, I feel like I tried to do everything that I said I would do and more. I'm spending 30-plus hours a week. This is a part-time job, supposed to be a part-time job. I'm putting in probably more hours than any of my predecessors put in before. So I'm taking this very serious mm-hmm. work, and it needs to be handled by a very person that's serious about doing these things. So,
that's right.
Again, I'm about moving forward and making our great city the best it can possibly be.
Now, for those that that don't understand the process of your terms, can you explain that to us? When will the regular terms, like the other announcement, when will that go into effect?
Well, when I was elected, it was only for a 2-year term, but everybody else on the council had a 4-year term. So mm-hmm. during the campaign season, when I came off the council, I served 6 previous terms, 2-year terms, and 1 4-year term. And when I came off the council, we was on 4-year terms. Somewhere in there, they changed the mayor's term to a 2-year term, but they remained as a 4-year term. And I said during the campaign, when I was campaigning, that if I was elected, one of the things I would address was the mayor having a 4-year term. It's very difficult to get anything done in 2 years, especially when you're elected and you come into office. You don't know who you're working with. You got to learn the city staff. You got to learn the council that you've been elected to work with. That can take a year just to get the climate right. And then you have like 6 months to serve, and then you're on the campaign trail for the remaining 6 months trying to get reelected. So the 4-year term is, I think, a very practical thing for elected officials across the country. That's the only way you're going to start something and see it come to fruition. And when I'm reelected in November, I want to see the things that I previously mentioned. I want to be there when those things come to fruition. So that's the importance of having a 4-year term and able to go in effect this November the 5th.
Oh, man, that's very encouraging, because we need that. And I think it's only right that you not only do this next 4 years, but 4 years after that. Hey, is there a limitation on mayorship? It shouldn't be, is it?
No, there's not a limitation on council or mayorship. We serve at the will of the people. And if that's what God's calling me to do, I'll pursue that. But right now, I'm looking at these four. That's where he's leading me and directing me, and that's what I'm praying for, and that's what I'm working hard for, to get to see, again, these things that I've worked so hard for come to fruition.
Well, let me say this, Mayor Reed. I have seen the change in the Gastonia area, and you know it's got to be something. It's got to be the leadership or something. You know, change starts from the top, and I've seen change within our police force, the city that is. I see they are very much so more active in the community. The relationships are starting to get a whole lot better in the community. That's all encouraging things to me, because we've had a rough time in Gastonia before you got here.
Yes, we have. Those are the things that I have addressed with the administration, with the police department, and I'm glad to hear you say you've noticed a difference, because I feel the same way. There is a difference, and I try to go out of my way to let all city employees know how much I appreciate them and their efforts. And my background was in public safety. I was in the fire service for 32 years, so I try to, every chance I get, at least weekly, to let somebody within the department or employee of the city, let them know how much I appreciate what they're doing for our great city.
Yeah, and that counts. That counts, because it trickles down into the community. And if they feel good, then the community feels good, then there is no other choice but us to be successful in Gastonia. No other choice.
I agree.
So I really appreciate you on that aspect. I got one more question I want to ask you. I want to talk about real brief before I let you go. I know you got things to do. But the Downtown Fuse, I'm excited about that also. I am very so excited about that, to the point that where I think that we are, with that fuse, we're getting ready to put ourselves on the map in a major way.
I totally agree. Not only with the ball field, the different pads around the field, where it's going to be opportunities for restaurants and hotels and bars. And I mean, it's just going to be a total entertainment area. You know, converting the Trenton Mill that used to be Pledges into 85 apartments, just to see the synergy of people living there and being able to walk to a ball game. People living at Low Ray Mill, the old Firestone Mill, and be able to walk to a concert. People living downtown. We're getting ready to improve the streetscape between the blocks that's leading up to the Fuse Project, so people can come downtown and eat before a ball game and walk to a concert or things of that nature. We need to have that same energy and synergy that you see in other downtowns across the country. And that's what we're trying to create, and I think Fuse is going to be the economic tool to make those things happen. And what we're looking at, look at the jobs that's going to be created just from the projects that was mentioned around Fuse. So this is an economic development project. Even though it's for entertainment, it's going to be great for our citizens of Gastonia and beyond. And people have been asking me, well, who's going to support, who's going to live in these apartments? Who's gonna come over here? Who's gonna support a baseball game, a concert? We get in our cars and we drive everywhere for entertainment. What's wrong with staying right here in Gastonia for entertainment? What about the people that live west of us in Cleveland County and people that live south of us in South Carolina, Clover area? It's a shame that they have to drive to Charlotte or Hickory or Kannapolis for entertainment when they can come to Gastonia and watch a good baseball game or watch a concert.
Right.
So it's not only about Gastonia, it's about our region as well, what we can offer to draw people here. We're looking at improvements to our conference center, adding on additional parking downtown. That's been an issue about parking. They're going to go up three different levels on a parking deck downtown to add adequate parking for the residents and the people that's living in the apartments, as well as the functions at the conference center. It's a lot of things going on, and people talk about the vacant buildings downtown, where they're being scoffed up daily because people see what's getting ready to happen in our downtown and with this Fuse project. So, yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Yes, I agree with you 150%. They don't understand we got a lot of great baseball players that come out of this, out of Gastonia in the Gaston County area, so people need to do their research before they get to putting down things that are good for the community. Mayor Reed, I'm going to leave the people with this. I want you to leave the people with this, you know, in lieu of what's been going on across our nation with some of these terrible shootings, the one in Walmart and the one in Ohio. You know, I've been talking to people in the community, and especially people that work at some of the places here in the community, and they're nervous, and they have a right to be. They're nervous. Could you give them a little soothing words of encouragement coming from our mayor?
Well, fortunately, we haven't been faced with a situation like that here. Mm-hmm. It's a sad commentary of what's going on across the nation, and it's hate related. I mean, when people hate mm-hmm. people because of their culture, because of their race, because of the way they dress, the way they look, I mean, it's really sad. And I think we need to constantly pray for understanding and pray for favor in lives and coverage in lives. I mean, these things are unpredictable. You know, the closest it's been has been UNC Charlotte. You know, I never thought it would come this way, but anything's possible. Let's hope and pray that it doesn't happen. But I just ask that you keep those families in prayers. Hold your elected officials in Washington accountable. They're controlling the laws. And you know, people point the finger at us down on a lower level, but there's nothing we can do about gun laws other than we can ask our officials to look at things, what's going on. And then again, it's people with mental health issues that need to be addressed mm-hmm. as well. So I just hope and pray that nothing like that and God continue to cover us, that we don't have to deal with anything like that. But anything's possible. I don't rule it out. And our police department is trained to deal with these issues, our public safety, fire department, as well as GMs. And they have rehearsed and practiced for these type of incidents in hopes that they never have to use it. But I feel like we're prepared, but you never know. You can never be too safe.
That's right. And that's what we needed here in the Gastonia area. Mayor Reed, I appreciate you coming on the show. You know this platform's open to you. We're going to bring you back so we can talk the whole hour. I'm going to talk your head off that day. I want you to know that your city manager, Michael Peoples, he is a good Duke man. Now, you know that, right?
Hey, man, I have to deal with that daily. I have to deal with that daily. So he know where I stand, too. So we're constantly with that tie here, Duke thing. But, you know, I can respect that. We respect each other on that. We just take our stand for what we believe in. I'm a big Husky fan, too, now. Don't leave that out.
That's right. Hey, I am, too. Hey, I appreciate you, brother, coming on. We're going to connect off the air, and I'm going to bring you back at a good time for you where we can really sit down and we can really politic it out. So
looking
thank
forward
you
to it, brother.
Thank you, Mayor Reed.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Number 546-668-8743. Guys, I'm telling you, if you don't know who Walker Reed is, you definitely need to try to get to know him. Just as they said with Malcolm, if you didn't know him, you needed to talk to him. You need to talk to him just to know that what he says, what he feels is very genuine. And I think it's great for the Gastonia area. And, you know, I was talking to some people, and they were nervous in the Gastonia area, and they have a right to be. But it's nice to know that our police force stand on guard, and they are trained. We know that. But they stand on guard for anything terrible, God forbid, you know, that happens here. I hope it never happens here. But, you know, like he said, we never know. So we have to be on guard. We have to be on guard. Be aware of your surroundings. And this is what I keep telling you. Learn how to treat one another. Learn how to treat one another. Stop thinking about and caring about who they with, how they pray, where they go to pray, where they worship, who they are, what's their last name. Stop worrying about that. All of that's minute to what's going on. So I tell you guys, each and every day, we all pray to a God we've never seen, ever met before. And that same God commands us to love our brothers and sisters, love our neighbors. And we can't even do that, but we say we love God. and we've never laid eyes on God. We're getting something wrong. We need to get something. We need to get something right. We need to get something right, because if you claim to know God, then you claim to love. You claim to love. And if you claim to love, then you should be able to show it. We got to do better. We got to do better. Start holding our elected officials up, you know, to the standards that we want them to have. Make sure that they have our agenda, not theirs. There's some that definitely have their agenda. But I don't see that with this guy. There has been a different attitude, a different atmosphere in Gastonia, North Carolina. And I think I just lost y'all for some reason, but it's okay. There's been a different attitude in Gastonia, North Carolina. And we need to make sure that we continue with that. We need to make sure that we stay on that one accord with one another. Because if we don't, as I said before, we're setting our young people up for failure. And I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to have no parts of any of the young people failing. So guys, definitely start to understand one another. Don't tolerate each other. Start accepting one another. Number to call 646-668-8743. You guys, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that love is stronger than hating any day. Any day. You think about that. We're definitely live.
We'll be right back. Peace of mind is a virtue. Walk with me, I never will hurt you. I show you the road that I've been down. It's filled with numerous joys, pains, and letdowns. It's all in this life that we live in. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the unforgiving. For what it's worth, we strive to make the best of this. And pray to God that we dodge an early exit. Someone asked me if racism still exists. I replied, Genesis 6, escape the wounds of the world. Life is like dodgeball. You get hit, get up. Dodge again and again and again. Again, again, again. Escapism.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factors, illiterate, uneducated,
of people are rising
whatever
up.
Other negative characteristics you can think of, type of person.
Wherever they are the symbols
of the
honorable today,
Elijah Muhammad. And because
whether they are in Johannesburg,
me,
South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Prague,
for the first time
New York
in my life,
City,
and
Atlanta,
also
Georgia,
the
Jackson, Mississippi,
our Memphis,
Tennessee,
me
the cry is always the same. We want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Tomorrow's show, guys, we're going to have a great show tomorrow. I have a guest, but I'm not. I'll reveal who that guest is on Facebook, on my Facebook Live page. If you can, go to Live of the Day with Jay Radio Show on Facebook, and just click like. That's all I ask. Just click like. I don't want the money. I don't want nothing else, but just a click, a like. That's all I need. I need to be able to show that you guys are listening to this show, that you support the show. You know, we done the bit about supporting the show monetarily wise, and it's a joke. I'll just leave it at that, because we are the first to never support our people when they are doing something good for the community, something positive for the community. And I think that this show is very positive for the community. I give you this platform because this show has always, and I mean always, been a staple since I've created the show. Now, granted, there might be a couple more shows out here, or whatever the case may be, but I don't think a show like this one. And I make sure that I have your back. I make sure I have your back each and every day, and each and every time I come on this air, I do it for you, point blank. This is your forum. This is for you to get the information that you need, and for me to continue to get you the information that you need. So listen, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love them today, because we all know that love, that the day tomorrow is not promised, and that we could not be here the next day. So tell somebody you love them. Make sure you support them. Make sure you continue to show people that you are there for them no matter what, because we have to be one. Everybody's passing us, y'all. I'm talking to my black community right now. Everybody is passing us by, and we still sitting up worried about what kind of car the other person drive, or what kind of house and how they got that house, or who they with. We worried about things that don't even matter. When we have a strong black man in office right now in our area, and we choose to go against progress. Man, I couldn't have been a slave. I probably would have been the first one off the field, running. I'm not content with not winning. We're winning right now in Gastonia. Y'all better act like we winning. I love you guys. Definitely check out tomorrow's show. I tell you this each and every show. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. You guys have definitely been live from the day. Okay?